From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, National Election Commission Chair Noh Tae-ak resigns to take responsibility for the ballot shortage at voting centers in Seoul during Wednesday's local elections. Chinese President Xi Jinping plans to embark on a two-day state visit to North Korea starting Monday. And to mark the first anniversary of President Lee Jae-myung's inauguration, we take a look back at year one of the e-government. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. National Election Commission Chair Noh Tae-ak has stepped down to take responsibility for ballot shortages in some polling stations in Seoul during Wednesday's local elections. In a news conference held at the commission's headquarters in Gwacheon, Gyeonggi Province, Friday, Noh said there is no excuse for the incident which violated the people's precious right to vote. Noh added that the election watchdog will set up a committee comprising outside figures that will be tasked with determining the cause of the ballot shortages and with devising ways to prevent similar occurrences. He said he will faithfully take part in all procedures to demonstrate the NEC's accountability, including a parliamentary inspection, and that if those procedures require him to take responsibility, he will by all means do so. Also on Friday, NEC Secretary General Heo Chul-hun resigned over the ballot shortages. Vote counting for the June 3rd local elections came to an end Friday afternoon after ballots collected from a voting center in Seoul's Songpa district early in the day were all counted. Earlier Friday, police obtained two ballot boxes from the voting center in Songpa after dispersing protesters who had blocked election authorities from removing them following a ballot shortage during Wednesday's local elections. With all votes counted, Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon of the main opposition People Power Party obtained 49.22% of votes, while his opponent Jang Won-ho of the ruling Democratic Party secured 48.07%. After the ballots from the Songpa voting center were counted, the final list of elected Seoul City Council members was also confirmed. Of the 118 City Council seats, the DP won 73 district seats and 7 proportional representation seats, while the PPP secured 30 district seats and 8 proportional representation seats. Chinese President Xi Jinping will make a state visit to North Korea for 2 days starting Monday. Citing a spokesperson for the International Department of the Communist Party's Central Committee on Friday, China's state-run Xinhua News Agency said Xi will visit the North from Monday to Tuesday at the invitation of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The North's state-run Korean Central News Agency also announced Xi's upcoming state visit. Meanwhile, the South Korean Foreign Ministry has expressed hope that China will play a constructive role on issues concerning the Korean Peninsula. A ministry official told reporters on Friday that it is keeping a close eye on the situation and that the government hopes the North Korea-China exchanges will contribute to the peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Thursday marked the first anniversary of President Lee Jae-myung's inauguration. Over the past year, he has focused on restoring political stability and promoting national unity while pursuing a pragmatic, national interest-centered foreign policy. Analysts say his government has produced tangible gains in diplomacy, exports, and the stock market, despite lingering challenges such as inter-Korean relations, inflation, and political polarization. Today, we take a look back at Lee's first year in office. Eileen Cahill reports.
President Lee Jae-myung took office on June 4, 2025, without a transition team after winning a snap election triggered by the fallout from former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law declaration and subsequent impeachment. Early in his term, Lee's administration faced mounting pressure from U.S. tariffs, but succeeded in lowering a proposed tariff from 25% to 15% following lengthy negotiations. Relations with China were restored through reciprocal state visits, while summit diplomacy with Japan helped reinforce bilateral cooperation. Relations with North Korea, however, remain largely frozen, as Pyongyang maintains its two hostile states stance, despite Seoul's conciliatory efforts and the halting of cross-border propaganda broadcasts. Domestically, Yi has actively engaged with the public through live-streamed cabinet meetings, town halls, and social media communication. The Yi administration has also overseen notable gains in exports at the stock market. South Korea's exports reached a record $709.3 billion last year, driven by a strong recovery in the semiconductor sector. The Korea Composite Stock Price Index climbed above 8,000 for the first time, far surpassing the target of 5,000 that Yi envisioned in his campaign pledge. While the administration vowed to crack down on real estate speculation and has consistently reflected that goal in its policies, housing prices and rental costs recently resumed their upward trend, particularly in the Greater Seoul area. Persistent high inflation, a weak won, and the widening economic divide are seen as key challenges that could shape the success or failure of Yi's remaining 4 years in office. Observers say the course of the Yi administration's second year hinges on three factors: the results of Wednesday's local elections, the future relationship between the presidential office and the ruling Democratic Party after its August convention, and the prospects for bipartisan cooperation. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
President Yi Jae-myung will visit Belgium, Italy, the Vatican, and France starting next week to take part in the Group of Seven summit. National Security Advisor Lee Sung-nak told reporters at a briefing on Friday that Yi will depart for Belgium on Tuesday for summit meetings with Belgian and EU leaders. Yi will then travel to Italy for a state visit June 12th to 13th and meet with Italian President Sergio Mattarella and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and will pay a visit to Pope Leo XIV during a trip to the Vatican from June 14th to the 15th. The South Korean president's attendance at the G7 summit in Evian, France, set for June 16th to 17th, comes at the group's invitation. NVIDIA chief Jensen Huang says he has prepared some surprises for South Korea. Upon his arrival on Friday, Huang told reporters he had brought a lot of business to the country and had some surprises without elaborating further.
We're doing a lot of very important work. As you know, artificial intelligence build-out is accelerating. We had a very, very big year last year, and the Korea market is doing very well. I'm very happy about that. The second half is going to be much larger than the first half, and next year is going to be very, very large.
Huang arrived at Gimpo International Airport on Friday on his private jet and confirmed that he has a string of meetings lined up with businesses, including Hyundai, LG, SK, Samsung, and Naver. The NVIDIA chief said South Korea is an excellent place to invest in R&D centers due to its expertise in AI and robotics, and that as the country is a global manufacturing hub, could help turn NVIDIA tech into physical AI. Huang's trip to Seoul comes about 7 months after his previous visit to South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Summit in Gyeongju. Ruling Democratic Party Representative Cho Jung-sik has been elected the new speaker for the second half of the 22nd National Assembly. Cho was elected during a plenary session Friday after securing consent from 267 of the 276 lawmakers present at the session. In line with the National Assembly Act, which regulates the political neutrality of the National Assembly Speaker, Cho will withdraw from the DP. Cho will serve a 2-year term that will run through May 2028. Cho, a 6-term lawmaker, was elected candidate for Speaker, beating out Representatives Kim Tae-nyeon and Park Ji-won during the party's convention on May 13th. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.